Okay, I think this is going. It's 11:38, and I graduated high school, yay! Everything right now. Okay. So let's update. I'm 18. I finished with my college credit classes. Graduated high school like a month ago. Not even a month ago. It's about to hit a month. Next week's gonna be a month that I've finally graduated, I guess. Everything is hitting me right now. I don't know what to do. I really. Here's the thing with me in this app. It's like I download and I delete, I download it. I can't make a choice. And I'm pretty sure nobody can really make a choice either. Maybe it's just me, I don't know. You hear that? It's called gunshots. It helps me sleep. That's America, I guess. I don't know what to do. It's just. I said I was gonna do psychology, and. Let me just start. Oh, those are fireworks, I think. I graduated high school, and my graduation, I didn't want a graduation party. I don't do stuff like that. I don't really care about stuff like that. Didn't graduate with honors. I didn't graduate with anything special. Just graduated. To me, walking down that stage felt like nothing. It felt like a waste. It felt like, I sound super emo and depressed, I swear. Maybe I am depressed, who knows? I don't feel like it. But I have those days, I guess you could say. Ooh, let me talk about high school then, since I graduated. Anyways, but no, to me, graduation wasn't that big of a deal. I didn't really see none of my friends because they didn't want to see me, and that's kind of the reason I went. But it's fine. I'll touch on that later. Let me, talk about high school. Freshman year, if I had to rate it out of 10, I would probably rate it, honestly, an 8.5. It was the time I felt more sociable. I felt more, energetic. Everything felt so new and everything was nice. And of course, I was hyper because I was a freshman and I was trying to discover myself. And it was a really good experience. Aside from, my math teacher, But now that I look at it, no, I feel justified for feeling the way I feel about her. I think I talked about her, like, past episodes, I don't know. Maybe if I didn't, tell me. If you listen to my podcast, I guess. If this is your first time, hi. Sophomore year. Didn't count COVID, so it was online. Actually, no. Knock on wood. Bonk, bonk. I failed biology online because I didn't get it. Sophomore, junior year was all right. But oh, let me also rate sophomore year. I would have to rate it 6.5. junior year, I would have to give that a... Wait a minute. Junior year? I don't remember that much of junior year. So I'm going to have to give it a 5. Halfway there. Senior year, overrated for me. Primarily because, one, this is going to, like, not... Because I sound so fucking sad all the time. I really do. That sucks. I got to get a better life. Senior year, if I'm talking, like, academically, it was okay. I really didn't have a friend group anymore. I was more of a loner. I met this girl who I do consider a friend, but we're not super close. But I would consider her friend more than an acquaintance, so I guess that's really cool. Senior year, I'd probably have to rate it like a 4. It was alright. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Let me tell you something. My English teacher, she has the most gorgeous heart, I feel, and the greatest intentions. And I can't say enough great things about... Actually, I do have a limit on her. I lied. She's a great person, though. Super great person. And she has it really rough, and, you know, I really do appreciate the effort she really truly made in our class, and just engaging and trying to always be there for us no matter what, even though it felt sometimes overwhelming, but, or forced, but I really do appreciate her. Anyways, I know that we all try to find ourselves, and, you know, we're still finding ourselves. I'm still trying to find myself in a way and try to get out of a loop right now, but she sees my mind so much differently than I have. She thinks that I can be in Congress and the House of Representatives, and I can do this and that and do this and that, you know. And she just went on and on about, you know, how great I was. And while I did appreciate it, I don't see myself in that, you know. You can't force a horse to drink. I guess that's what they say. I don't know. I don't know. But I don't know what she saw in me. And I really hope she gave up on that dream when she's like, she told me, I want to invite you here to my class, one of my future classes, to be a speaker. And I told her that's even if I'm successful. Because honestly, I'm going into community college, you know? Nothing's wrong with community college, save your money, but I don't even know what I want to do. You know, I've had this delusion, and I've kept it throughout my episodes, this ongoing theme of, I know I'm good for something, but I just don't know what it is. And now I think, am I truly good for something? So I'm just contradicting myself a lot of times. But it's like, people see me as something that I don't think I am. Maybe I should get a therapist, but I haven't really had good experiences with them. Anyways, people perceive me as something that I am not. Maybe it's the Marilyn Monroe effect, where I'm loved by everybody, but nobody tries to get to know me. You know, not to say that Yeah, well, I sound like a total fucking narcissist when I say that everybody loves me, when that's probably not true in my case. I live day by day, unemployed. And I struggle with myself and improving myself as a person and, you know, changing. I want to be better. And it's not a sob story. I'm not trying to give you a sob story with my voice or how it's softening. I just want to say that I'm a mess and I'm a complete loser right now. I'm not in the place where I thought I would ever be. I can't drive for shit. I literally almost crashed several times. I'm struggling with body image. I'm struggling with food. I'm becoming depressed, and it feels like shit. You know, I used to have this perception that I was someone important and I was a pillar for my family, because if I'm not there, then it would collapse. And now I find it it's not true. It's not true. I'm not somewhat important. And while I can sit here and say that's fine, I don't think it's fine. Because how do you be somebody? You know? Of course, there's books about it. There's TED Talks. There's everything. But what works for me, I don't know. You know, and I'm laying in my twin bed and I have plugged in Apple headphones, speaking almost till midnight. And it sucks. I delete the app and I download it again, and I hope to God that people are listening and I can at least get an audience or whatever. But also, I can't be praying for an audience or praying for a breakthrough if I'm not also putting in my best effort. So maybe I have to keep on trying there for myself, but I'm just in a loser state right now. I can't. Maybe it's not that I can't. Maybe it's just I'm too lazy. That's probably the truth. Maybe I'm too delusional to see it, but I don't want to be in this place, but it's like my mind doesn't want to move with it. You know, it's like if I leave this place and I become independent and I finally, you know, go out and I get that job and I do what I want to do and I learn how to drive, who's going to take care of my family? Financially, we're okay. Don't worry about that. But what if they get sick? Who's going to take care of them? And it just feels like a lot of guilt on me right now. Because I'm not a pillar. And if they get sick, they'll heal themselves. But then I always try to force myself as that, you know? forced myself to always be by their side, and when I'm not by their side, what am I then? And this probably doesn't make sense at all, and I know it probably doesn't, but she said that I could change the world. I'm what the world needs, and she's filled that into the mind of my dad, and, you know, my dad never had the greatest life. You know, he's an immigrant. He's been working ever since he was 5, and, you know, cornfields and just hard labor all his life, and it's a lot of pressure when you're seen as so talented, when you're really not, and you don't feel like it, and they put all your hopes in you, and you don't want to break those hopes. It's like, it feels like I'm making a sob story for myself, and maybe I am. I probably am, honestly. But it sucks. It sucks. You know, I have to start moving. I can't be sobbing and, you know, crying and pleading for a change if I'm not willing to do it myself. You know what I'm saying? And as easy as those words are to say, you know, it's harder to go do it, you know? When the time comes, maybe I'll be successful. Because this is gonna sound so freaking delusional, but I have hope that it's gonna work out somehow. I could have it worse. There's always someone in a worse situation than you, and I'm very privileged. I'm still alive. I'm healthy. My family's okay. And maybe I just have to take a leap of faith at this point. You know, maybe I'm not gonna end up passing community college. Maybe I am. Maybe I won't be someone big, but I'll survive. That's what people do. We survive, and we want change, but a lot of times we don't want to fight for it. You know, so maybe I have to get my ass up and fight for it. Starting with myself, you know. In this delusion I live in, I feel like I could be the biggest star. And maybe I'm really not. You know, I like to blabber on and vent, because I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't really have friends. I have friends, but we're all distance now. And you know, that's life, but to my friends, I don't know how. Well, for example, the two longest friends I've had since middle school, I've known them for, what, over 8 years now. And 8 or 7 years. I can't speak to them like this and tell them my problems because I'm the one that resolves problems. I'm the one that's supposed to fix everything. And apparently I do, and every time I come to someone looking for advice, they don't. Or just someone to vent to, they're not there. Which is fine. If you don't want to listen, don't. You don't have to. But it's just, this is like the only place I can do it, I feel like. Yeah, maybe I'll tell you about, like, my fantasies and all that if you're into that, you freaking weirdos. I don't know. I just come here to talk. And to cry and to laugh and to get mad, and maybe my old teacher's listening to this. My old art teacher, she's really cool, so shout out to her. Because she made everything so easier. Yeah. So, basically, to summarize this whole episode, I'm a big old loser right now, and hopefully it goes out well, and maybe if I stick on here and actually try, I can build an audience and maybe I'll be something. Who knows? We all live big dreams, and I really hope in some form we can achieve one of them. Because we can dream so much, but how many will actually come true, you know? I love Spider-Man. I saw the new Spider-Man movie, like, Across the Spider-Verse, and I love Miguel O'Hara. He's really cool. What else do I want to talk about? I want to talk about next episode. Not really my life. I want to talk about my... Actually, no, it's still about my interest either way. I want to talk about AI chatbots. I want to talk about internet influencers, and just my thoughts about it, because I think us as an audience and as communities, it's crazy of how technology is and just the internet in general. It's so fascinating. So if you're listening, that's what I want to do next episode. Anyways, oh my god, it's already 12:01. I just turned on my phone. Bye.